Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It was a massive upset weekend for the College Football Playoff Committee, which makes this the most interesting college football playoff ranking yet. One, we're closer to the end of the season, right?
Final week of the season coming up this weekend in terms of the in terms of regular season.
And Alabama lost again. Indiana, if Indiana had played it closer, we're probably having a different conversation, but they got run by Ohio State. I think they're going to blow this. Here's two things that I think
you
should.
Think they're going to kick him out?
Here are two things I think should happen. Here are two things I think should happen as part of the College Football Playoff Committee's final rankings that I think might be right tonight, decidedly won't be right by the time it's done. The first mistake they're going to make is giving Arizona State a projected home football game. I know Brett Yormark did what he's supposed to do, and he spoke publicly and said, there's no standing in league history that supports the Big 12 champion shouldn't have one of these four byes. Dude, it's the first year. What do you mean there's no history to support? They don't deserve a... Boise State has been the better team. Boise State should get a home game. I don't think they're going to get it. I think Arizona State's going to get it. I think the projections might show tonight Arizona State's the leader to get it. And unless another upset happens in the Big 12 over the last couple weeks, which is certainly possible, I think they're going to blow it. The second thing I'm fearful of is by the time this thing all shakes out, we think it's going to make sense. And they're going to have Indiana in the college football play. And they're going to screw it up, dude. They're going to put in Alabama. They're going to put one of these other loser three-loss SEC teams.
You don't trust them.
Don't deserve it. Because the history of this sport suggests they will choose the name on the jersey instead of this. And we pretend like it's not because of TV deals, but it is.
I think it's very valid. I do think your point about... I think they will keep Boise State ahead, actually, of Arizona State.
In the rankings, okay.
But I will say this. Are we sure that Boise State is actually as good as... Are we sure that... I know that Genty is a great story, but are we sure that they're actually the best Group of Five team? I wish that they would do this. They obviously don't this year.
Two Group of Fives?
Well, no. I want to have two Group of Fives play for that spot.
Give me a play-in.
Give me a play-in because it's not hard on it's not that hard on the committee. You take the two highest ranked Group of Five teams who are conference champions. They play each other for the spot. So it'd be Boise State in Tulane or Boise State in Army, who would play for that Group of Five spot. I think that would be fun, but neither here nor there. Because Arizona State was 21. Do they jump Boise State, who has looked shaky? Maybe they do. Arizona State also tried to throw that game away late. I don't know if you watched that, Cody, on Saturday. That was a horrendous.
I saw.
Arizona State didn't deserve to win the game. They didn't. Though. But I think I think that because of what you mentioned, though, Alabama lost to Oklahoma, who Missouri, by the way, beat with Drew Pine at quarterback. Let me remind you, Alabama scored 3 points in that game. They didn't even get a touchdown. Jim Monroe stunk. I think the way that they lost, I think they are out. I think Ole Miss also losing to Florida. Florida's a much better. Florida and KU are the exact same. They are on a hot streak of beating ranked teams, even though they're not in the realm of those teams in terms of ranking, et cetera. Florida is now bowl eligible. KU can be this weekend. But I think IU's locked in now. I think you're going to get your wish of having Indiana in.
They should be
in the playoff. Because one, I think they should be also... With the name brands, like, you can't... I know that Indiana have one loss, and it's to Ohio State, and they've blown everybody else out. But Alabama, losing to Oklahoma the way they did it. Also, Texas. This is the ultimate argument, Cody, that you have if anybody wants to come at you about, well, Indiana doesn't have a good resume. You know who Texas's best wins are this year?
No one. They beat nobody.
Texas's best wins this year are Vanderbilt in Arkansas.
But they're in. SEC.
I understand.
So we just give them this little like layup of whatever, and they've done it with two different quarterbacks and all this other nonsense. But like wins it. But like here's the thing with Texas, and I'll give them credit for. I would like college football to care more about wins and losses. I still think them leaving out Florida State last year is an atrocity. A Power 5 team at the time, now Power 4, a Power 4 team had an undefeated season. They deserved, Drew. They had earned the right to play in the college football playoff. I don't care if it was to get their teeth in by 60. They had earned the right for that spot. Indiana, this might be the only time they make the college football playoff in 20 years. They have earned the right to be in it. They have lost a singular game to the team currently ranked second in the country.
I understand.
And they play in the second best college football conference. And I still think they're going to screw it up. I'm convinced they'll screw it up. I just never trust a college football playoff committee. They can't help themselves when it comes to the SEC.
It's because they need to figure out what they prioritize the most. Like if they go into, and maybe this is why, you know what, we just factor it all into a computer. Pick the 12.
I want to go back to the BCS. I told you.
Put all the information into the computer. Here's strength. The schedule. Here's all of it. It's all balanced. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, the eye test, and they don't even factor it in, because I think we are better off doing the computer because they don't factor in the eye test, Cody, where if you look at who Penn State has played, if you look at the resume that Texas has and you watch them play, they're not worthy of being in the spots that they're in, either of them.
It's like they're dinging Indiana more because they ended up playing a weak Big Ten schedule.
It's
like
not their fault.
Because that happens sometimes, right?
Correct.
Sometimes you play a weak Ten, but nobody's mentioning that Texas has played a weak SEC schedule.
Yeah.
Does that not? Like, they play in the SEC, but they haven't played the SEC. Does that make sense?
And then winning against Michigan doesn't matter.
They didn't play any of the teams in the SEC that you would expect to make, right?
Yes.
They didn't play Tennessee. They didn't play Georgia. They didn't play... Their best win is Vanderbilt. Yeah,
they beat Michigan, and that's not one of their best wins. That's all you need to know about Michigan. Like, it was supposed to be a good win. It's not. It's not a high-caliber win. I mean, maybe you include Michigan in there, but Michigan's 5-5 right now, or whatever the heck they are. 5-6. I don't remember. But their resume is not where, if you say this team is one of the best, plus, also, this is the thing, Cody, that's really interesting. Now, you know who just had an MRI the other day? Quinn Ewers. If Quinn Ewers is out for the season, hang with me.
Take him out of the thing.
Hang with me. Last year, what happened to Florida State? They played games. This is the thing. If Quinn Ewers is out and they started Arch Manning, they'll have won maybe two games with Arch Manning as a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the starter. Florida State won games with Tate Rodemaker as the starter, and they were kicked out.
Now they're judging now, like they're like, but we know what a good backup quarterback is. I'm like, it's nonsense.
Yeah, correct.
The rules should be the same. Kick Texas's ass out. They got a backup. See you later, Texas. Don't give them a home game. They're not good enough. They're like the 12th best team now.
It would be very funny to see them. It would be very funny to see them get in as like the, if it would be ranked as the same. If they won with Arch Manning as quarterback.
Here's the argument. Is that, like, the rules should be the same. If they have their backup quarterback, they are now deemed worse.
I agree.
Than the team with their starting quarterback. So they're not the third best team in the country or whatever the hell they're ranked now. They're the 10th best, 11th best team in the country. And you don't get the home site playoff game. You got to go on the road like everyone else. But we're not going to do that because his name is Arch Manning and it's Texas. And that's always the issue I have, is that they just seem to make up the rules as they go. And this whole time we spent time complaining about the BCS, it was legitimately the better system. It evaluated you based on your accolades, what you accomplished, not what you are now. And I just point out the same thing that would have existed. If that had existed in the NFL, we would cry foul. If the Chiefs, right, who have lost a ton of talent on offense, got a worse seed in the NFL playoffs because they're hurt,
yeah,
makes no sense. This is why it's better that at 12, then the Florida State would have been in the college football playoff last year, right?
Correct.
They wouldn't have been eliminated, had a chance to prove themselves. But by the same metric, well, then Texas should be lower in the college football playoff rankings. But, of course, we know they won't
be. And then one game that Texas played, they got their butt kicked by Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia's also been a little bit this year at times. I wonder, Cody, if there were four teams real quick before we go to break. Somebody, I think it was Ari Wasserman at On Three, proposed this question. If it was the four-team playoff, are we sure that the SEC wouldn't get left out? If there were four teams in the college football playoff, are we sure that
the SEC?
I know, but if you wanted to pick the four best teams in the country, Oregon and Ohio State are in there, obviously, because I think they're far and above better than anybody else.
Yeah.
But Texas is at three. I mean, who do you put in? Because if Texas lose in the SEC title game again to Georgia, Georgia probably gets in.
Yep.
Maybe, but...
Yeah, probably. And then they just, like, throw in Arizona State because of the Big 12 champion. They're easy to predict when it's four.
Yeah.